You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN, KGYM.
Well, happy Friday, everyone, and welcome in to the Gym Class here on Eastern Iowa's home for sports, 1600 ESPN, 102.3 FM, both in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes joining me coming up in just a moment. Isaac with you on the other side of the glass. Good show coming up for you. One final chance for one of our listeners to pick up a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast with the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. Yes, it is the final edition of the Pick 6 for the year coming up today, the Super Bowl edition. We'll talk a lot of Super Bowl. We'll look back at the Iowa women and their win last night up in Minneapolis over the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Talk a little bit about the Hall of Fame class as well for the Pro Football Hall of Fame that was announced last night. So lots of things to accomplish here before the end of the 3 o'clock hour. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is the phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and call us, love to hear from you. Again, that is 319-366-1600 here today on a nice sunny Friday here in eastern Iowa. Greetings to you, Isaac.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Looking forward to Sunday or any just nervousness keeping you dreading it?
No nervousness. You get to this point, and even with a loss, if the Eagles win Sunday, so be it. Got to the Super Bowl. That's the pinnacle in your sport. I will be disappointed, but I will not be totally upset about it. How's that? Does that make any sense?
Yes, that does make sense.
Is that a good attitude to have going in?
Absolutely, yeah. Because okay, then you'll just it'll help you enjoy the game a little bit more in and of itself, not just be... Well, at least the build-up, you won't be dreading it or anything like that. Then I'm sure the game will be a nervous wreck. And then afterwards, you'll be like, all right, it was a good season.
I'm banking on that. That's the way I've gone with the other Super Bowls. So I'm
and
not
it's
gonna,
worked out so far.
Except once.
Well, I mean, that one time.
Can't win them
Brady,
all, though.
I mean, that Super Bowl win by Brady grows and grows and... his mystique, I guess you can say.
And Tristan Wirfs won a Super Bowl.
And Tristan Wirfs, yeah.
He got a Super Bowl. So, yeah, we'll see. Mark Dukes from the back porch in the southwest side. How are you?
Good afternoon, guys. Good afternoon, everyone. And sounds like a defeatist attitude to me. And everybody wins a trophy Super Bowl. But, hey, listen, I've been working on a last-minute addition to the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard. It's a dandy. Isaac's going to love it, guaranteed.
Does it have anything to do with the referees?
It does not have anything to do with referees, wrestling. Stay tuned.
Okay. If that doesn't make everybody stay till 4 o'clock, I don't know what will. Thank you, Mark. 319-366-1600, a last-minute addition to the last Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 of the year. And a big thanks to Emil's, Jamie and Chris and Dave and everybody associated with Emil's Hideaway. We encourage you to stop on by. They're right across from Lindale Mall, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right next to the Home Depot. And make it a stop more than once on your restaurant rotation out there. They do a fantastic job, and we couldn't thank them enough for all that they do for us. And we will get to the Pick 6 coming up in just a little bit. But let's start with Iowa women's basketball last night. Good win on the road. Hawkeyes are hot right now. 68-60 as Iowa gets the victory over the Minnesota Golden Gophers on the road. Another great start for this Iowa basketball team. They jumped out 18-7 offensively and defensively. Were very stout in the first 10 minutes of that game. And then after that, it was kind of a pretty much even Steven across the board. But that start got the victory last night for Iowa.
Yeah, and it was a big win in terms of placing in the Big Ten standings. Iowa moved up in my favorite thing, the net rankings. Ooh. And, yeah, I said net rankings. But, listen, when you consider everything, I think this is one of Iowa's best wins of the year. And that's saying something after it defeated Southern Cal at home. But Jan Jensen, Iowa's head coach, said this is one of the three worst travel experiences she's had in 30-plus years as a assistant coach and head coach. We've kind of detailed everything that the Iowa team went through and had to rejuggle their, practice schedule. Got off the plane and ate at midnight, went to bed at 1:30 in the morning, got up to Minneapolis. As far as the game itself, I don't think Iowa ever trailed, but Minnesota tested Iowa, certainly. And it was, I think, veterans hitting clutch shots and veterans stepping up in the end.
Yeah. Before we get to more of that, Mark, we do have breaking news coming from the Big Ten. And we may have been the first outlet in the state of Iowa to report this yesterday due to an embedded reporter over there in the state of Indiana. But it is now official, as AD Scott Dolson has announced that Mike Woodson is going to be stepping down as the head coach of the Indiana Hoosiers at the end of the season. So that ought to make for a very interesting last 4 weeks of Hoosier basketball. But he has put out a statement just moments ago, and Mike Woodson also announcing it as well, that Indiana and Woodson are going to part ways at the end of the year. He has been the head coach of the Hoosiers since 2021. Not a big surprise. This was a team that a lot of money was set out for NIL-wise, and it's come up short by all expectations. Now, there's still 4-plus weeks of the season remaining, but unless there's some big turnaround for Indiana, people are going to be very disappointed, more disappointed than they already are in Hoosier land. And as you know, Mark, basketball is king in the state of Indiana.
Football team had a pretty good year, but yeah, Indiana and basketball go hand in hand. And thanks to your embedded source, I think I know who that is, but they're not going to reveal. But reports otherwise were saying that Woodson was working on an exit plan, which is kind of laughable, because either an exit plan or firing was going to happen. I find it maybe a little bit odd that he's going to finish the season, but maybe that's out of respect to his legacy in terms of being a player, not so much as a coach.
Yet another example of, yes, be very careful. Be very careful when you get somebody from, quote, unquote, the family to come in and be your head coach. Mike Woodson's legacy at Indiana as a player, very noted. But that doesn't always make for a great ending to a situation. And you've got that in Indiana. Hey, it's been in several places before, Mark, that just because you have Indiana blood or whatever, Michigan blood rolling through your veins, it doesn't always end well.
No, sometimes does, sometimes doesn't. In this case, clearly it didn't. And Woodson tried to bring in, he tried to use the transfer portal. He had gaps at guard and center. And those two players, while they've had decent season, haven't really worked out. Not to blame those two players for Woodson's demise. But again, Woodson tried to work the portal, and it didn't really work out for him. So Iowa does not play Indiana again. Of course, the Hawkeyes did defeat the Hoosiers in January quite soundly in Iowa City. Won't play him unless it's in the Big Ten tournament.
No. 319-366-1600. Back to the Iowa women, a 68-60 win last night. Congratulations to Cedar Rapids, Washington alum Hannah Stolke. She enters the 1,000-point club through her career. That is just short of three seasons for the Iowa women's basketball program. That's always a great feather in your cap, as you know, Mark. And she was outstanding last night. 17 points, 7 rebounds, shot it well from the field. Probably would have liked to hit a couple more free throws, but that's the way it goes. Kylie Fehrbach, I thought, played a really nice game last night, too.
She's very unsung. She was in double figures last night, and I think probably Iowa's best defensive player, at least on the perimeter. But both Fehrbach and Stolke re-entered the game, in the fourth quarter, each with 4 fouls. And they were so instrumental down the stretch. Stolke hitting baskets, Fehrbach hitting one, a veteran, Offalter, hitting one. McCabe came through. And I got the feeling that Iowa was going to let this one slip away in the fourth quarter, but it didn't.
No, it didn't. Hawkeyes now get ready for a Monday nighter in Lincoln against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. That will be a tussle. That is a 7 o'clock game. And then the next home game for Jan Jensen and the Hawkeyes will be against Rutgers, one of the bottom feeders of the Big Ten. And that will be next Thursday night, the 13th. College basketball on the men's side coming up this weekend. Tomorrow, Iowa and Iowa State almost simultaneously. By the way, College Game Day will be in Ames tomorrow. And yes, it's College Game Day, basketball edition. That's about sharing a name is about the only, I think, thing you can compare it to as far as football. It's not the football game day. There's still going to be a good crowd at Hilton Coliseum. It's just not the football game day.
No, it's not. It's not in terms of how large it is and how popular it is, but they're going to let the doors open at 8:30 for students, 8:30 a.m. for students. And I'm quite sure there's going to be a lot of students lining up to get into that. That's 2.5 hours before the show actually starts. I think Iowa State's going to, put on a pretty good pregame show, I think.
I think it'll be fine. And TCU and Iowa State, Cyclones, dare I say, needing a victory and should get it over Jamie Dixon's team. But we also thought last Saturday Iowa State was going to roll Kansas State, and it didn't happen. So, hey, it's college basketball. You never know how it's going to play out. So we'll have that game tomorrow for you at 10 o'clock in the morning with the pregame. And it's an early start. They did move it up an hour. It's an 11 o'clock tip-off now from the Hilton Coliseum. Iowa, Wisconsin tomorrow at high noon at Carver Hawkeye Arena. And I found it interesting that several Hawkeye players made comments about the comment made by the Wisconsin Badger player on Iowa's defense. So is this a motivated Iowa team tomorrow, Mark Dukes?
I think it is from that standpoint. Peyton Sanford and others have said they've taken notice of that comment after Iowa got drilled at Madison. I know our friend Greg and Epworth hopes that's not the case. And Fran McCaffrey predictably poo-pooed the idea that it doesn't mean much. I cry foul on that.
I think there are, if he has not brought it up, then it's certainly been brought up amongst the players. And I was going to have to play, a very good game tomorrow to stay with and possibly beat Wisconsin. I have no idea what the crowd's going to be like tomorrow. It is a 12 noon game. There's a lot of things going on a Saturday, obviously. But, hey, you can't get a much better time than that if you want to get some butts in the seats at CHA. So might be wearing red. I don't know. I think a good portion of them may be wearing Wisconsin red tomorrow.
we already know Greg will not be there. He has already informed us of that. But there'll be other Badger fans that'll be in attendance, I have a feeling, coming up tomorrow. And if Iowa goes 0-2 this week, boy, that does not make the prospects for a top 15 finish look very rosy as far as the Big Ten tournament is concerned.
It doesn't. I think Iowa can draw from not only that Wisconsin experience earlier, but also the fact that it played pretty well against Purdue. And you just look around the country. I mean, college basketball is so screwy. Last night, Ohio State was down 17 at one point and came back to beat a really good Maryland team on a bank three-pointer in the last 10 seconds. And that, again, that's college basketball. St. Mary's lost last night to San Francisco, a good San Francisco team. It's just what college basketball is.
There are so many good teams in college basketball. You mentioned that the USF win over St. Mary's last night did not surprise me at all. West Coast Conference is good basketball. Washington State, Oregon State had a nice game last night after I'm sure a lot of people were in bed, but I'm a junkie. I watched it. And it's a good conference. That is a really good conference. Hate to see Gonzaga leave that, but that's kind of the sign of the times. So that's basketball. There's a football game. Did you know there's a football game, Isaac, this weekend? Oh, we talked about it earlier.
It's the last one of the season here.
This is it, man. Well, until March when the UFL comes around.
Yeah, technically, I guess, but...
It is the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 59, almost a, well, at some places it is a pick 'em now. We'll get the panel together a little bit later on and have the final edition of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, but the Super Bowl between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles, matchup of a couple years ago when the Chiefs were victorious, and I think a really, really good matchup all around, Mark. Offensively and defensively, weapons all around. You've got, of course, Saquon Barkley for the Philadelphia Eagles and what he did. Jalen Hurts with the arm and his legs. Great wide receiver core for the Philadelphia Eagles. Very good receiving core for the Kansas City Chiefs. Good interior lines for both teams. This Super Bowl's got everything, I think.
It has great rosters. It has great coaches. I think it has a great matchup. I really do. And I hope it pans out that way. The last three Super Bowls have been decided by a field goal. And I quite anticipate that this one will be much of the same. I've gone back and forth on my pick, and I'll reveal the pick sure to go bad. Here in a little bit, but to me, I think it's for Kansas City, and I'm not thinking outside the box here. It's how they stop Saquon Barkley, and on the, you know, the, I'm so impressed with Andy Reid and Spagnuolo, two great, you know, matching up with Sirianni and Vic Fangio, really good in their own right. The Eagles, you know, put some pressure on Mahomes, make Kansas City run the ball. I don't think Kansas City's going to run the ball a whole lot. I think that it'd be great if they could. But those are a couple of the keys to the game. Just the way Reed and Spagnuolo have put this team together and come up with big games and big moments, winning close games, it's so hard to pick against the Chiefs.
What do you think? 319-366-1600 about Super Bowl 59 coming up on Sunday. We'll have complete coverage starting at 1 in the afternoon right here from Westwood One on 1600 ESPN. Something stand out to you, Isaac, that you are looking for that may sway it one way or the other for the Chiefs or the Eagles?
I wonder if Jalen Carter is going to be able to do anything in the interior there. Just because that's a way you kind of nullify some of Mahomes and any real elite quarterback. We saw it with Brady all the time, saw it with Manning. If you can get pressure up the middle, that can really just throw off an offense and throw off rhythm. And also, if you get up the middle, it kind of hurts Mahomes' running lanes as far as scramble ability. So I'm interested to see how Jalen Carter does against a really good interior. I think Tooney's probably still going to play left tackle.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. So we'll see how that works out, if that maybe weakens it just a little bit enough for Jalen Carter, who is an absolute monster on the interior, to be a little bit better of a pass rusher. He's been really good in run game, run defense. Still looking. I would like to see Jalen Carter's progression be similar to Chris Jones, where Chris Jones is used all across the line, sometimes as an end, as a pure edge rusher almost. And right now, Jalen Carter is basically just a traditional D tackle and interior defensive lineman. So I'm interested to see if he's able to develop, you know, maybe a little bit more of outside rush game, pass rush game there.
Greg, I hope it doesn't come down to the referees. That is one thing. My prudent hope of the weekend is that there is no something that America can somehow hang their hat on that happens. So,
you know, we concentrate so much on the stars of the game, and we anticipate them having a big impact, and quite likely they will, whether it's Mahomes, Hurts, Barkley, whoever. But each team has these guys, like, you know, there's so much talk about Chris Jones, but Karloftis and Chennault, those guys, you know, nobody talks about them, but they could have a big impact on the game. And Gainwell out of the backfield for Philadelphia, maybe he'll have an impact. Some of these Super Bowls, a guy rises up that you never thought would and has an impact on the game.
I'm with Isaac, too. I think Jalen Carter is going to be a problem. Now, he is going up against the best part of the Chiefs' line, although Tooney moved to the outside, kind of breaks that up a little bit. That scares me. Saquon Barkley, if Philadelphia decides to run the football, and I've said it all year, the Chiefs can be susceptible to the power run. And if Philadelphia decides we are going to stuff the ball first and foremost, I'm a little bit nervous about that. I do think the Chiefs are going to try to run it a little bit, to try to take a little heat off that pass rush that Philadelphia can bring in. So, I don't know. There's so many different angles to this game, which makes it a whole lot fun. And I like the Chiefs' special teams, though. Now, nothing against Cooper. Cooper's very good at running back punts, but kicking and punting, I like the Chiefs in that part.
Jake Elliott has struggled for the Eagles this year. I will also say I wouldn't be surprised if there's some rookie struggles for the Eagles, particularly at cornerback. I know Dejean and Quinyon Mitchell have been fantastic this year, but like, they're still rookies in a Super Bowl. I think that is a factor that Andy Reid, who is incredibly smart, will look to exploit their inexperience in this moment.
A lot of great matchups in this game. What do you think out there? What's your pick? 319-366-1600 here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class. We'll get to the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update coming up in just a little bit. Matt in Fairfax says, Zach Bond worried me in the screen game as a cover linebacker for the Eagles. And that is true. Chiefs really rely not only on the screen game, but also Travis Kelce just going 5 yards down the field and getting open. And we'll see how he can do that against a very athletic Eagle linebacking core. Is he going to be able to get free? I don't know. That's going to be a part of it. One guy I think just believe is going to jump out and do something good is DeAndre Hopkins, as I think he kind of understands this is his shot to win a ring. And I think DeAndre Hopkins is going to do something big time. That's my prediction.
Yeah, you could pick so many guys, and I listed some of them as maybe having an impact. You just never know. But I think you really have to focus in on are the team's best players and the best aspects of the teams. You know, one would expect that it was be a fairly lower scoring game, not low scoring, but the number is 49.5. Is it going to be under that? Is it going to be slightly over? I don't see an offensive explosion on either part. I think it's going to be a back and forth type of affair.
Too good a defense for both. Too good a defensive coordinators, I think, to have this thing as a 49-43 contest. But America would love that. They certainly would. 319-366-1600. We got some Hall of Famers to talk about. So I'm not going to say controversy, but a little bit of conversation involved with the announcements last night. Josh Allen, your MVP of the National Football League for the 2024 season. By the way, before we get to an Eagles Hideaway scoreboard update, did you make an official pick on the Super Bowl yet, Isaac? Do you have an official pick? You're not going to make me angry one way or the other.
No, I have not made it yet, but I will say it is Chiefs. I think I had like 24-20.
That is your official pick?
That is my official pick.
Okay. So Chiefs to win and Chiefs to cover.
Well, I mean, right now it's, depending on where you get it, it's a pick 'em. So, plus the number's at 1.5 anyway, so it's pretty easy to cover that.
Greg's just happy there are two former Badgers playing linebacker, one on each team. Leo Chanel has been terrific for Kansas City. Just, yeah, they both been very, very good. And just good ones. 319-366-1600. 1207 says he just hoping Cooper has an incredible game because he got plus 25,000 for MVP for Cooper to Gene. Hey, you never know. Could happen. Running back a punt. Interception. Boom, you got it. That's not, that is what they call in Vegas, Mark, a value bet right there.
I should say.
So it's more like a lottery ticket than anything.
It's a lottery ticket, but you got better odds. You got better odds. 3:31. All right, Mark, let's get it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update at this time. Brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're right across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot, open at 4 o'clock. And you can dine in, get curbside pickup or delivery. They are a classic local American restaurant. And what do we got today?
Also in women's basketball last night, Tennessee earned its first win over Connecticut since 2007 with an 80-76 triumph in Knoxville. Deion Sanders has added another Hall of Famer to his coaching staff at Colorado, hiring Marshall Faulk as running back coach. The other Hall of Famer, besides Sanders and Faulk, is Warren Sapp. This is for you, Scott. Tiger Woods is committed to play in next week's Genesis Open, which has been moved from L.A. to San Diego. It will be his first PGA tournament since last summer's British Open. And today, Iowa star Kennedy Blades joined Spencer Lee as a gold medalist at the Zagreb Open in Croatia. Blades defeated a Hungarian opponent in the final 12-0. And now, Isaac, a University of Massachusetts Amherst student thought he won $10,000 in a halftime shooting contest this week. Noah Lee made a layup, a free throw, a three-pointer, and a half-court shot. But the school's insurance company informed him it wouldn't pay because his foot was on the line, allegedly, for the half-court shot.
Oh!
The insurance company instead offered Lee a suite to a women's game, seats to a men's game, a gift card, and a swag bag. But today, the UMass athletic director said the school will pay Lee the $10,000 if the insurance company doesn't pony up.
Well done.
I did see this. There was a lot of backlash online. I saw it all over social media. People were like, man, this is not right. His foot was on the line, so what?
Are we going to have 5-minute reviews now for $10,000 shots? That's all we need now. Let's make basketball 2 hours and 40 minutes because we have halftime controversies.
We need a review of a halftime shooting contest.
I did see that, though, and I'm glad the university is going to pony up if the insurance company doesn't.
Oh, man. Jeff says, and it's his birthday. I don't know about that.
The jeans.
Oh, Cooper's. Okay, very good. I thought it was the guy that made the shot for 10 grand.
That would be a pretty good birthday present.
That would be all right. Yeah, crazy stuff. 319-366-1600. We'll take a short break, come back, talk a little bit about the Hall of Fame announcements from last night, who is going in, who is not going in, and we'll get the panel together for the Pick 6 coming up in a little bit as well. It is a Friday edition, the pre-Super Bowl edition of the Gym Class right here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast, and it's going to be a quiet and cool finish to the day. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds and temperatures in the 30s. As we head into tonight, more clouds build back in, and there will be some freezing rain or drizzle developing as we head into tomorrow morning. That may create some patchy slick spots on any untreated roads or sidewalks. There'll be a transition to some light snow. We could have some minor accumulation before precipitation winds down around 2 p.m. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
Choose family.
Choose friends.
Choose your community.
Choose local.
Choose local for everything. Clothes, food, a deserving charity, a new ride, or a place to keep your nest egg. When you buy from, invest in, or donate to businesses here in the corridor, you help keep our community strong and vibrant.
Choose local.
This message proudly presented by Network Computer Solutions, Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, Orchestra Iowa, and 1600 ESPN.
Get ready. Oh, yeah. Blues Traveler and Gin Blossoms. You go, plus special guests, Spin Doctors. July 7th, McGrath Amphitheater. Blues Traveler, Gin Blossoms. Tickets are on sale now at creventslive.com. Blues Traveler and Gin Blossoms.
Presented by Mammoth.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quickstar, and food's here at your neighborhood Quickstar. Whether you're looking for something on the go, whether you want to pick something up for the evening meal, they've got everything there, including some great new items, including cheese curds, mozzarella sticks, and many tacos, all very delicious. They also have tornadoes available for you. They are bite-sized with big, big flavor, and they are all available at your neighborhood Quickstar, as well as some great specials going on right now, including the Quickery Cheese Mountain Pizza, $9.99 for traditional and specialty, and $6.99 for thin assorted varieties. Apples, oranges, and pears, 3 for $1.49, limit 12 single pieces. And Quickery White Bread, that is 99 cents per loaf, limit 2. All available right now at your neighborhood Quickstar.
Imagine someone hiding a gambling problem. How exhausting it must be, seeing the losses pile up and feeling powerless to control it. Now imagine it's someone you love, your spouse, your child, your friend. Talk to them to understand where they're coming from, because anyone can have a gambling problem. They just need help getting their life back. Call 1-800-BETS-OFF to get help for them and you.
In Iowa, farming isn't just a profession, it's a purpose. You can feel it in our 29.9 million acres of farmland. You can see it in the nearly 72,000 Iowans who work in agriculture. You can hear it at our farmers markets. You can count it in the $159.5 billion it brings our state. And you can taste it at your family's dinner table. A lot of farmers in our state rely on Bayer's tools and inventions because Bayer has a purpose too, to help farmers thrive. Learn more at go.bayer.com/purpose, paid for by Bayer.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and skip the regular line at the airport and pay for speedy security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came back to. And wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for speedy security. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
3:39 back with you, Friday edition of the Gym Class here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN. Mark, we've had a hole in one at the Coliseum. Did you just see that?
I did. It was by Emiliano Grillo. And speaking of holes in one, back to that student's dilemma with the insurance company. It ran through my mind that Scott Unas gets his first hole in one in a contest that you win a car. But then my video of you doing so reveals the fact that you teed the ball up ahead of the block.
I would never do that.
You did this time.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
Real.
A much tamer 16th hole for this ace. No, I believe I didn't see the complete video, but didn't look like they were littering the entire length of the hole with beers and or we hope beers, anything else that was thrown out there. They've actually done a very good job of keeping the party going and cracking down a little bit on the last few years when it did cross the line.
Yeah, they have, and it shows.
Yeah, and the players wanted that as well. 3:40, we had the announcement for the Hall of Fame class for the National Football League that will be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio next fall or late summer, early fall. And that included three, Antonio Gates, the tight end, formerly of the San Diego Chargers. Jared Allen, the defensive end for numerous teams, including the Kansas City Chiefs. And also cornerback Eric Allen, along with wide receiver Sterling Sharp. So both Sharp brothers now in the Hall of Fame. And a lot of people, one side or the other, Mark, letting their feelings known today about Eli Manning. Did not get in his first year of eligibility. The Super Bowl winning quarterback, obviously brother of Peyton Manning. And we talked about this when the class was released, if Eli was going to get in or not, kind of a borderline, and didn't make it in his first go around.
Yeah, I kind of wonder about Jared Allen getting in, but good for him. Congratulations. Some folks thought Iowa's Marshall Yanda should have got in, linebacker Luke Kuechly, but they only took four. And in terms of Manning, winning two Super Bowls is no small potatoes. There's no question about that. But you look at his career, he never led the league in anything except interceptions, and that was three times. His passing rating all time is like in the 60s among quarterbacks. If his last name was Elzinger or Dukes or Unas, he would have stood much less of a chance. Eli Manning will get in, just not a first ballot.
Yeah, he's going to make it. There's no doubt about it. Jared Allen, I'm kind of with you. I'm lukewarm on that. Did a lot of good things. I mean, I watched him in his early years with the Kansas City Chiefs. Very good pass rusher at times. Wasn't the greatest every down defensive lineman that ever played the game. I'm not poo-pooing him. I guess I am, but I don't want to poo-poo him too much. I thought Manning would get in before Jared Allen, so I was completely wrong on that. Eric Allen, absolutely deserving. As far as Marshall Yanda is concerned, I think Marshall Yanda is going to get into the Hall of Fame at some point. I'm not sure Marshall Yanda was a first team or first ballot, first year eligible guy. I know a lot of Iowa fans and Iowa media folks are making their making their feelings known about it at this time. But I never thought Marshall Yanda was going to get in his first year.
Yeah, it's so hard with offensive linemen because they don't, you know, they don't have the ready stats that a receiver or even a defensive end like Allen has. But I think Yanda, yes, will get in. And 1288 on the text line, no Eli or Jim Plunkett, and there's four rings between them. Well, I don't think Ben Roethlisberger is in either, is he? He's got two rings.
I don't think he's eligible
yet. He's not eligible yet, though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He will be. And that's going to be, what, a couple years?
I can't remember when he retired.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Obviously, I can't either.
Torrey Holt should be in, says 6936. Yeah, Torrey Holt. There's so many wide receivers that pile up yardage. I just don't know where you make the cutoff anymore with that. But that's going to be a big question. What are going to be the new parameters as far as wide receivers are concerned? No problem with Mike Evans. He's in when he 5 years after he quits.
Roethlisberger will be eligible in 27.
27. So he's got a couple more years. I was right. All right. Let's take a break. Come back. We're going to make some picks. The final edition of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. $30 gift card up for grabs for one of our listeners. And we'll have that for you, the Super Bowl edition, when we come back.
Business owners, are you tired of hearing, "I didn't know you were here"? Frustrated that your unique story isn't being told? If your sales are flat or declining, it's time for a change. I'm Stacey Dayball, branding specialist and strategist with KZIA, and I have the solution. Brandsformation is a proven marketing system that delivers results. You'll have an entire team of experts working on your message to inspire and drive sales.
To schedule an appointment, call this station or text BRAND to 76626.
The silly moments, the proud moments, even the hard moments, they're what make life remarkable. And they're why Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield is here for every moment, committed to making healthcare better, more affordable, with more choices for care, and service and coverage that give you peace of mind no matter what comes your way, so you can show up for every tender moment, every brave moment, and every wouldn't miss it for the world moment, knowing that Blue is here for you. Go to wellmark.com/everymoment to find a plan right for you.
Back with you at 3:46 here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class here on 1600 ESPN. A lot of comments, pro and con, for Jared Allen to get into the Hall of Fame. And he was a good pass rusher. No doubt about that, Cyclone Tim, for your Minnesota Vikings and my Kansas City Chiefs. And I don't know. It's, again, is it the Hall of Fame or the Hall of Very Good? That's the big question. All right. Time to make our final set of picks with our final edition of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. It is brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot. And panel together, we send a hi to Dave out there. Dave won't be joining us today, but Mark, you have his picks, correct?
I do indeed.
All right. So, and a big thanks to Dave and Jamie and Chris and everybody out at Emil's. Like I said, to start off the show, they are a great supporter of all of us here at KGYM. All right. Let's get on with the final set of picks here, Mark.
Yeah. And welcome to Spencer, his show coming up from 4 to 6. We're going to make picks on four prop bets and then the game itself. And Scott, you won last week. And the first option is Jalen Hurts, the Philadelphia quarterback, over or under 211.5 passing yards.
Ooh. In McDuffie we trust. I'm going to go under on this one. That's Trent McDuffie, by the way.
I think this is a real close line because Hurts is averaging about 206, and Kansas City is allowing about 233. So it's somewhere, yeah, it's pretty close. But I'm going to go over here. And Dave is going to join me with going the over. Spencer?
Boy, yeah, it's a tough one. The Chiefs are going to do their darndest to stop Saquon Barkley. In a perfect world, it might be under because Saquon has a good game, but I'm not sure how good Saquon's going to have a game against the Chiefs defense. Jalen Hurts needs to be on his game. I'm going to take a chance on the over and leave Scott on the island just to you know, join the party, I guess.
I cannot lose the season championship, by the way.
I'm trying to avoid going first to worst, so yeah.
No, but you can be embarrassed this week, Scott. Second pick, and I'm going to lead things off. It's Patrick Mahomes' passing yards. We set the number at 251.5 yards for Patrick Mahomes. I'm going to go under here. Mahomes is averaging 238. Eagles are allowing on only 192 a game. I'm going to go under here. And Dave is going to take the over, 251.5.
Ooh, okay.
Spencer.
I'll go with the under. I think there's going to be a lot of rush attempts in this game. And whether they're successful or not, we'll see. But I'm going to say under 251.5 for Mahomes.
My inkling is if Patrick's got to throw for 300 yards, this is not going to be a good Sunday evening for Chiefs fans. So I'm gonna stick with the under.
Okay, game or pick three, I should say. The prop bet is Travis Kelce over or under 62.5 yards. Dave is up first. He's squarely going over. Spencer.
I'm going to join Dave on the over. Since he's not here to bless us with his stats, I'll give you one. His last three Super Bowls, Travis Kelce's last three Super Bowls, 81, 133, and 93. Those are his receiving totals. So I'm going to say he shows up in a big game and goes over.
Scott.
Will Taylor be there?
Yes. She has to be. Is that a free pick? Is that free space? Is bingo?
Taylor's there. Good things happen. I'm going to go with the over.
Yeah, the line said at Taylor Swift showing 6.5, but we won't be picking that. I'm going to go on an island here. I think it's quite possible Kansas City's second tight end might have a better game. Just a hunch.
Noah Gray.
But I'll go on here. Noah Gray, yeah. Pick four. Spencer, you are up. Kind of focus of the game. One of them, anyway. Saquon Barkley, over or under 115.5
yards. Gosh, this is tough. I mean, we had this for the NFC Championship game, and took a chance on the over and didn't cash. And he could have a really good game and not go past a certain number. I've seen some other numbers out there at like 120 plus at some sports books. I worry about him finding a way to break one. And that kind of lets us, you know, in the range of him going over the numbers. So I'm going to take a chance on the over for Saquon. I don't feel confident about it, clearly, with my tone of voice. But I'll go over for Saquon. Why not?
You're going over. Okay. Scott.
Like I said earlier on, I think this is one of the big keys, if not the biggest key of the game, along with Carter, that Isaac and I talked about there. If Barkley goes nuts, if Sirianni really, really focuses on running the ball, I'm nervous. But I don't think he's going to. So I'm going to give him about 110. So I'm going to go under.
The stat that scares me is that no running back has rushed for 114 yards or more in a Super Bowl since 2002. Heck with that. I'm going over. And Dave is going over as well. So, Scott, you're on another island.
Ooh.
Okay, fifth pick. And, Scott, you're back leadoff position. It is the total in this game, Kansas City and Philadelphia, over or under 49.5 points.
I mean, think about it. That's like a 25-24 game. I think it's not going to be, as I said earlier, that game in the 40s or high 30s, but I think we are going to get a little bit over that number. So I'm going to take the over by a smidge over 49.5.
I think it's a smidge as well, but a smidge under. Dave is going over, joining you, Scott.
Dave's Spencer, over. Dave's got five overs here.
He does.
The over king. I'm going to take the over. I think, it's like 27-24, 28-25, that kind of window. So, yeah, give me the over.
All right. Finally, the game itself and the tiebreaker. The game itself, Kansas City, we're going to pick it at the Chiefs favored by 1.5. And the tiebreaker is combined total offensive yards for these two teams. I've tossed it back and forth. Maybe you guys have as well. I just have a hunch Philadelphia is going to win this game. And I'm going to go with triple sevens. 777.
This game's not in Vegas.
Again, I just hope it hits my number on the pool. So. Dave is gonna take Philadelphia as well, and his combined total offensive yards is 823. Spencer.
I've said many, many times, and I said, I think even back from the start of the season, I am taking the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, and there is no reason for me to go against that today. So I'm going to pick the Chiefs, fully making aware that I am hoping the Eagles win 75-3. But I'm picking the Chiefs. It's time for the Chiefs to lose, but I'm not stupid. I'm going to pick them to win the game. Tiebreaker, let's go 795.
Okay, Scott.
Is there a doubt in the world about what I'm going to pick?
He's picking the Eagles. He's picking them. He's going to do it.
I'll even give you the score. It's 27-24, Harrison Butker, two field goals to win this thing. Don't ask me how they get there. And as I mentioned, the only thing I'm hoping for besides a Chiefs win is nothing to do with the referees. That's the two things I'm longing for on the weekend.
He's wearing a Cooper DeJean jersey in here, folks.
And I don't think it's going to be that many. I'm going to go 698 as I posted on my sheet here. You guys, man, this is an offensive bonanza. You got eights and sevens here. Wow. That's good stuff. All right, so the picks for the final time are locked in, and we need four contestants who have not been one of our pickers over the last 4 weeks. Go ahead and give Isaac a call at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators, and if your picker has the best weekend, you will get a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. It is that simple out there. A lot of Super Bowl talk, I would imagine.
Yes, whole second hour basically going to be Super Bowl talk. We'll squeeze in some college hoops preview because we got some big games this weekend. Iowa, Wisconsin, Iowa State, TCU, but a lot of Super Bowl and other stuff coming up.
Yeah, should be good. I'm hoping for a good game.
I think we're going to get one. I don't see
a blowout. We've been on a roll as of late for good games. Yeah. So hopefully we'll have another one. And if you're of a certain age, you remember when they were all blowouts.
True.
All right, Mark, we will talk on Monday.
Great fun, guys. Talk to you Monday.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class right here in Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN. We will be back with you coming up on Monday at 3. Of course, Spencer on Sports coming away next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Iowa State basketball coming up tomorrow. And then, of course, the Super Bowl at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Talk to you on Monday.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym.